This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A change to Colorado's rental housing laws is looking more likely. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Right now, landlords are generally free to decide whether or not to renew a tenant's lease when it expires. But a proposed new law would force them to offer, quote, reasonable extensions to most renters, Democratic Senator Nick Henriksen.
The right to be safe and have stability in your home should not be mutually exclusive with the landlord's right to use the property as a method for developing their wealth.
Landlords could still refuse renewals in some cases, like when they want to sell the property, and also evict tenants for lease violations. The measure awaits a final vote in the Senate and then heads back to the House. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A Colorado aluminum company is going green with some help from the federal government. CPR Sam Brash explains.
The U.S. Department of Energy announced $6 billion worth of grants Monday to cut greenhouse gas emissions from major industrial sites. One winner is Golden Aluminum, a company with a factory in Fort Lupton. It'll use the $22 million grant to install a mini mill, which will help turn more recycled aluminum into long strips using far less natural gas and water. The end product is essential for electric cars and other clean energy applications. The company will also train existing workers and new recruits to work with the technology. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Recent snow has raised the risk of avalanches in several mountain areas across the state. The biggest potential danger is in the southern mountains, with unstable snow near and above the tree line. Other high-risk areas include Colorado ski resorts, A-Basin, Keystone, and Breckenridge, also areas near Steamboat and Eldora. We'll go to Trinidad, Colorado, in this next part of Morning Edition, and the historic synagogue that was almost torn down, but people got together to keep it standing, and Temple Aaron is now a National Historic Landmark, and we'll hear how it was saved in just a few minutes. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.